You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 345. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. What an absolutely glorious day it is here in Brisbane, Australia today. The sun is out and I'm smiling like you wouldn't believe because why, my friend? Tomorrow I get to head to the Gold Coast for my 3-day live event where 16 amazing business owners will be arriving from all around Australia to connect, strategize, have space to think big, and just to be. If you want to see what it's like behind the scenes at one of my live events, then make sure to follow me over on Instagram. My handle is Angela Henderson Consulting because it's going to be an epic 3 days of business awesomeness. Now, speaking of awesomeness, this podcast episode is jam-packed as I get the opportunity to speak with a good business friend of mine, the brilliant Samantha Riley, who's joining me on the podcast today to chat about unapologetic leadership, your competitive advantage in business. We're going to chat about what is unapologetic leadership, how can being unapologetic transform and have a competitive advantage in business versus those who don't embrace it. And we're also going to talk about what are some of the common challenges or obstacles that prevent individuals from embracing this unapologetic leadership style. And of course, we're going to talk about so much more. So sit back and get ready for another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Hey, 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 welcome to the show, Samantha.
Thanks so much for having me, Angela. I'm really excited to be chatting with you today.
Yes, I'm pumped to have you on the podcast. As I know, I love being interviewed on your podcast, Influenced by Design. It was such a good interview and you're just such a good human to be around. And I'm glad that you're here today where we're going to be talking about the unapologetic leadership, your competitive advantage in business. But before we get started, I always like to ask a fun question to my guest so that the audience gets to know you a little bit better. So my fun question to you is, you've done hundreds of interviews over on your podcast. I'd love to know which podcast interview was your most memorable and why.
Makes me laugh straight up. My most memorable interview was actually JP Sears. And this was years and years ago because I was so nervous. And because he's such a funny guy, if you know JP, he's extremely funny. And when I was saying, oh, you know, I'm before we started recording, I said, I'm so nervous. I'm so excited to have you here. And he's like, oh, you know, Sam, don't worry. It's just the whole of the world listening in to make sure whether you stuff up or not. And it was just a beautiful way to just, you know, clear the air. We had a laugh and we did a great interview. So that would probably be my most memorable.
Oh, dude. And how fun to interview. You know, like I said, the amount of opportunities from creating a podcast has been absolutely endless for me. You know, I got to interview Bob Berg on my podcast, who's my favorite author of the book, The Go-Giver. And, you know, then there's things like us, you know, you had me on your podcast, you're now on mine. I'm speaking at your upcoming summit that's happening in March. You're going to, you know, like there's all these beautiful collaborations that come and it's so much of the podcast has allowed that to happen, right? So yes, podcasting, don't get shiny object syndrome out there, listener. Do you know what I mean? But it is a beautiful way, do you know what I mean, to be able to build your relationships and your overall business. But today we, my friend, are talking about unapologetic leadership, your competitive advantage in business. But again, before we talk about it, I do want the listeners to know a little bit more about who you are. So in a simple nutshell, tell us a little bit what you get up to in business.
So in business, I help coaches and healers to be known as the industry leader. The reason I want them to be unapologetic is because when we're in alignment and unapologetic about absolutely everything we do, it makes it so much easier to keep going. And I'm sure we're going to deep dive into that a little bit more. But yeah, that's what I do.
And are you predominantly in Australia? Do you work with amazing humans around the world?
Absolutely around the world. And I love to do that because it gives me a chance to travel and see them all around the world. So there's a very selfish reason as to why I work with people all around the world, because I love travel.
Now, in regards to the unapologetic leadership, you know, there are business owners out there that think, you know, I'm not a leader. I just run a business. I'm just a mompreneur, or I'm just a solopreneur. So I want to start with one question is, can you be a leader and also run a business, or are they separate? Are they together? What do they look like for you?
So for me, and this is just my perspective, but I think that we're all leaders because we're leading people. So when we say, oh, I'm just a mum is a leader of her family. You know, she is absolutely leading her family into, you know, their values, their beliefs, all the things. Mm-hmm. As a business owner, we are absolutely a leader because we need to lead our clients, our team. We're leading ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a big part of being a business owner, is that we have to lead ourselves even more than as an employee. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that you can be a business owner without being a leader.
All right. I love it, because I know sometimes when I start talking to people, they're like, no, I'm just a business owner. But I was like, well, how are you defining being a business owner? And so often they don't use the word leadership. Where I'm with you, I'm like, we're showing up every day, even if at the beginning you're a solopreneur, we're still leading ourselves. And then we start to lead team, and then we start to lead clients. Like, I think it goes hand in hand. But I want to take it one step further. You often talk in your space about being an unapologetic leader. Can you share your definition of what it means to be an unapologetic leader, especially relatable more so to the like today's business landscape?
Absolutely. So how unapologetic came about was because for years I was saying, you know, you don't have to build your business in a way that some guru told you that you had to build it. And I started saying, you know, I've got this thing. I am against cookie cutter systems. Mm-hmm. I love frameworks. And I think that we need frameworks to be able to flow between, but it's about creating your business model, like everything you do within your business, so that it's unique to you. And the more and more I started talking about this, and I'm like, you don't have to build your business the way someone else says, or you don't have to earn what someone else says that you're capable of earning, and you don't have to work on the days that, you know, are the 5 days of the week because someone else says that. And it sort of started to organically turn into a really big thing where I was like, you know what, just be unapologetic about the type of business you want to run, about the niche that you want to do, around the way your business model works, the people you want to work with, unapologetic about how much you want to earn. Like, it is your dream. You want it. Just go and do it. And to me, that's what it's about, because we all know that business, we do it because we love it, but it's not easy, right? There's days where you get up and go, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this today. Like, I'm really not enjoying it. And it's that bit that holds so many people back. And all of a sudden, if we started unapologetically saying, but I want to do it this way, it'll make it a lot easier to get through those hard days than if we're trying to, you know, we're carrying a business that model that we don't like, or clients that we don't like, or doing business in a way that we don't enjoy. It's like walking around with a ball and chain, right? It's really, really difficult. So when you're unapologetic about creating your business exactly the way that you want to do it, it will make it so much easier on the hard days.
And I guess in just another way to reframe that is, unapologetic equals alignment, right? Is that you're simply getting or leaning into being aligned with whatever your business looks like, whatever your days look like, whatever your offers look like. Because as we both know, the more in alignment you are, the more things flow with ease, like attracts like, energy and all that goodness. Would you agree with that?
I would. And I want to add something there, though. And this is a really, really interesting conversation that I was having with someone only like 2 hours ago. Alignment is the key to building this business that fits you like a glove. However, where I feel like the word has taken on an entity that's not right is that people think alignment is easy, and that's actually not the case.
100%. Because
we can be aligned to creating a business that's in alignment with us. Still means that you have bad days. It still means that we get lessons sent to us, you know, from the universe, however you want to say it, that are hard, that that really push our buttons. So I think not definitely alignment, but not to get confused that alignment means that it's easy.
100%. Well, I mean, alignment, in my opinion, means that we still have to go through a variety of layers, right? Of understanding ourselves, understanding past life stuff, right? Potentially, if you go down that path, there's a variety of layers that come with being unapologetic, but also being in alignment. And it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time for us to grow and shed and step in and learn and pivot. And I think, again, there's this notion that things are just easy. Well, if things were easy, everyone would be millionaires. So I do think that alignment piece is something that, again, I still constantly ask myself every day is, am I in alignment with doing X, Y, and Z? You know, and you have to be honest with yourself, because sometimes we actually know we're not in alignment, but we keep going because of ego or status or money. And so the more I feel that you can get in tune with that, the easier. But again, it's just like going to the gym. You don't get a six pack overnight. It takes time to start to understand yourself in order for those pieces to come into play. But that's just my thoughts.
Oh, I love that. And you mentioned ego there, and this is really interesting, because I think that our own egos can get in the way thinking, well, we were in alignment with this 2 years ago, and we don't let our ego say, but we're different people now. We've changed. We've shed those layers. We've gone on a different journey. We should just let this go. You mentioned pivot, all of that. And so I think it's really important that we allow ourselves to stay in current alignment, and that sometimes past alignment doesn't serve.
100%. And I think, you know, for me, an example of that is recently. So at time of recording, I'll be running my live event this weekend, and that sold out. So that's good. And then we were behind the eight ball on marketing our May event. And we released the May event. We had a wait list. So theoretically, we normally sell out on that event. And the last couple of weeks, we've sold one spot. And so my ego was like, no, we keep going. Do you know what I mean? Keep going. And then I woke up actually in the middle of the night at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it was Thursday. I can't remember when it was. And I said to I just was like, no, we canceled the event. And my team, and so I messaged the team, and they're like, what? And I was like, no, I said, they're like, but you've already secured speakers. I was like, nope, spoke to the speakers. They're happy to, do you know what I mean, keep their speaker fee, and they'll do something else with me later on. So that's cool. I said, but it means that we're not booking catering. We're not doing all these things. I said, and we'll just turn it into like afternoon strategy day, and I can do a VIP day, and then I'll have a weekend, do you know what I mean, at the mansion. She's like, yeah, but, and I was like, no, I said, I'm in alignment with this. I said, it doesn't feel right to keep pushing because of ego. Like, what will people think that she started and then, do you know what I mean, she didn't finish, or fear of failure or whatever. I was like, I can't own what other people are going to think, but I can own going, I can sleep at night and I feel better because this is in alignment for me. And I'm unapologetically don't give a fuck about what anyone else thinks, you know? So, but I've had to strengthen that, because 3 years ago, I would have been like, oh my God, no, I said that I'm running this. I need to run this. What will my now? And it's like, don't care. Do you know what I mean? And so sometimes, again, those alignment pieces can drop really quickly. And, you know, you've got to lean into it, you know, like just going with it versus worrying about what others are thinking.
But when you are unapologetic about owning that, here's the thing. Your ego could be going, oh, you know, people are saying, what's she doing? Or she canceled, or she didn't follow through. But in actual fact, because you're in alignment, most people will probably be like, oh, if Angela did that, that gives me permission to do that too, where it doesn't feel right for me. So our ego says people are going to say these negative things. But in actual fact, because you're in alignment, most people will actually see it in a positive way. Mm. And that's the interesting piece.
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights.
12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
And I think it's also important to understand, like, there are people who use alignment, I believe, in a wrong way. And I'm going to share what I mean by that is there'll be someone that will come to me and they want to work with me. And I've been like, hey, you know, what's going on? And every month they're changing their offer, their servicing, whatever. Like, it just like, and they're like, no, I'm not in alignment. I'm like, do you know what I mean? Is it you're not in alignment and that's what you're using as a crutch? Do you know what I mean? To think it's an alignment thing when really it's your first time launching. It's your first time in business. You actually had 10 spots sold, but you think you should have had 50 spots sold. So therefore you start changing things because you're like, oh, I'm out of alignment with that product. But actually you're in alignment with that product, but you're running from a place of scarcity, right? And fear, and not understanding like business takes time to build. So you use it, the alignment card. What are your thoughts about that?
Yep. Absolutely. And that's spiritual bypassing. You need to be, your body does give you the cues. Your body has the wisdom, but you need to be really discerning to understand, and does this feel out of alignment because it's not right? Or is this just fear because I don't want to do it? Is this, you know, when my body says, oh, I feel out of alignment and it feels wrong to be getting on this sales call, is it really? Or is it just saying, oh my gosh, I'm petrified because I haven't, you know, it's my first sales call with with someone at that level and that's what's scaring me. You need to be, yeah, really discerning to understand the difference. And spiritual bypassing is very frustrating. I had someone saying the other day, I had someone on a call the other day and they were saying, you know, I asked, oh, what, you know, what's broken, what's missing at the minute, or, you know, what's challenging you? And she went, oh, you know, with my lens, everything's perfect. And I went, well, you know, we're not right to work together because I do agree on one side that everything is as it is right now to give you lessons, but to say that everything's perfect, you'll never grow your business with that, with that mindset.
100%. And so, yeah, it's an interesting piece because I'm very much use the word alignment, but I think there's a time and place where it can be misused, you know? So now
100%.
My next question though, that I want to ask you is, in your opinion, how can being unapologetic transform and have a competitive advantage for those in business versus those who don't embrace being unapologetic?
I think we touched on this ever so slightly just then. When we're unapologetic about what we actually want, that's our soul speaking to us, saying this is what we're here to do. This is what, you know, we're designed to do. This is the way, you know, the thing that fuels us. And when we do that, energetically, we're attracting people to us that, that are attracted to that energy. When we are not acting or coming from that way, and we're doing things that we, you know, I'll put this in air quotes, think that we should be doing, it is slightly out of alignment. And it means that people aren't going to be attracted to you in the same way. There's going to be this energy of like, oh, something that's not quite right here, but I can't put my finger on it. So you really, that's the, to me, what is your competitive advantage? Because when you are unapologetically who you're meant to be, you put yourself in a category of one, because there is no one else like you. There is no one else doing things the same way that you do. Even if there's a million people in your niche, no one is just like you are. So as a competitive advantage, when we really fully lean into this, it makes you shine and stand out. People will be attracted to that. Because then we're doing things to serve ourselves first, like we're, you know, we're filling our own bucket first and we're giving from the overflow rather than giving from an empty cup. And I think this makes so much difference.
And, you know, I'll play devil's advocate. That all sounds like, you know, I both know we work on that. And theoretically, it sounds great. But a lot of people can struggle with this, right? This concept of filling your bucket first, you know, et cetera.
So
in your experience with working with people around the world, what are some of the common challenges or obstacles that have prevented individuals or prevent them currently from embracing this unapologetic leadership style?
I love this question. I mean, there's a lot of different reasons, but most of it is from really old, outdated beliefs that we've dragged from our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Beliefs that don't serve us. You know, we might be trying to keep people happy. We might be trying, you know, keeping our parents happy, even though they don't, they're not even sort of part of the picture. We're doing things that, you know, like having that good girl syndrome of, I don't want other people to be upset with me, or I, you know, don't want to ruffle people's feathers. And it can be, and I'll say it, this can happen to anyone, but I'll say especially I feel that this happens to women more so, and especially mothers, because we're trying to keep a partner happy. We're trying to, you know, make the household run. We're trying to, you know, live up to, I can do it all, you know, that superhero syndrome. We're trying to do all the things for the kids, and we leave ourselves to last. And again, this is a generalization. It's not everyone, and not everyone has these stories, but as a general rule, I find that women find it really difficult to go, you know what, actually this is good for me. This feels right. Or I need some time away to, you know, map this business strategy, or I need to go to this mastermind, or I need to take Mondays off from work, even when the kids are at school, because I'm feeling burnt out, whatever it is. They're afraid to do it because of this fear of judgment, either judgment from external people, or actually a lot of times judgment from within themselves.
And I think too, it's also sometimes different countries and different cultural beliefs also can play into this, is what I've found. 100%. Some countries do it really well, you know, other countries don't do it really well, right? And so these belief systems, what I'd say to you as the listener is understanding what beliefs you can continue to carry and what ones need to be worked on, what ones serve you and what ones no longer serve you, because there will be something that will creep in that will stop you from truly stepping into this unapologetic leadership style. And it will, do you know what I mean, stop your growth to some degree. It will stop you from being visible, right? And the sooner that you can start to look at these beliefs that are holding you back, it's only going to help you to even flourish in this leadership style. Now,
absolutely.
For the listener out there right now who's like, this is great, you're right, I really need to get more in alignment, I need to be more unapologetic, I need to fill my cup first, what tips do you have for those, do you know what I mean, that want to start embracing and becoming this unapologetic leader?
Yeah, there's probably two things that come to mind. Number one, you need to be really clear on what it is that you actually want. And this can really trip some people up when they very first start, because you know, maybe journaling or just, you know, just even brainstorming, if depending on how much of this kind of work you've done. But a lot of people can get tripped up by brainstorming things that they think are okay for them, or they think they're capable of, or they think they can achieve. And I'm talking about really fully leaning into this. Like if, you know, if you had no money worries at all and you had all the money in the world, what would your life look like? If you could work with anyone in the world, no matter whether you're connected to them now or not, what would that look like? And starting to ask yourselves these questions. Now, if you are struggling with these questions, start with asking yourself about what you don't want, because sometimes it can be really challenging to go straight for what you do want. So that's the first piece. You need to get really clear on what it is that you actually want. Secondly, I believe this to my core. It is so important to surround yourself with the right people. Now, I don't necessarily mean surround yourself with people that believe what you believe or that only have the values you have, because some people are in your world to challenge you and to push you and to motivate you. But I'm talking about people that no matter what you say, they go, yeah, okay, if that's what you want, we're here for it. We're going to support you. And I'm not a believer of leaving behind people that aren't like that. I think there's a lot of people out there that just like leave family and friends behind because like they're not serving them. I'm not like that. But there are certain people I will share my dreams with and certain people I won't. So there are people I will go to the bar with and we'll have a beer with them and we'll have a great time, but I will never tell them what my 10X goals are. Because when they laugh, that actually like really affects the way I think. So it's being really aware of the people that are in your life that are supporting your big goals, your big visions, and then are saying, yeah, cool, all right, well, let me ask you some questions about that, or let me connect you with someone, or let me support you, or what do you need? And that's really, really important too. But going back to the first piece, if you don't know what it is that you really want, it's really hard to get those people there to support that goal and that vision.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think there's also the truth, I mean, for myself, that it's like, it's you talk about like filling your cup up first. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, as we continue, well, it's not sometimes, most of the time is when we continue to grow in business, we do outgrow things, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes we, our boundaries become tighter, our dreams become clearer, our alignment becomes sweeter. And there might be people though, who aren't, do you know what I mean? They simply no longer serve us. Do you know what I mean? They do laugh. They do make the passive aggressive comments, even if we don't ask them, do you know what I mean? Or they don't ask us a question, right? So I do think too, that there may come a time in your business where you also might be having to let go of things or people that no longer serve you. And it doesn't, this is a very hard thing. And we're told, do you know what I mean? When we're little, do you mean, no one gets left behind. You don't do this. But, you know, if they're being dicks and they're toxic for you, you know, it's not going to help you grow. In fact, you know, I was talking like my daughter, for example, she plays quite a lot of basketball and she's only 11. And she plays with her under 13s team, but she also plays up under 15. She plays on gold rep. Like she's amazing little human. But the under 13s, some of them don't even know how to dribble a ball. And when she plays those games, she's kind to them. She's polite to them. She cheers them on. But her skill set goes down every single time because she's with people. Do you know what I mean? So just because they're nice, just because they're kind, doesn't mean that they're not impacting her. But when she plays up under the under 15 people, she's on fire. She's challenged. She's ready. Their mindset's different, right? Again, good people. So it doesn't mean that she's going to be mean or disregard them, but she knows that they're bringing her down. Does that make sense? So it's like, and she's had a hard time. She said, "Mommy, I feel really bad because she's like, I can dribble and I'm trying to be a team player." She's like, but she's like, "Mommy, they're not as passionate as I am, or they're not, you know?" So I've had even for an 11-year-old to be able to say, like for her to be able to speak that verbally out loud, you know, was a really, I believe, good learning lesson. Cause I was like, you can still have these feelings and still be kind, Chloe, you know, it doesn't mean that you're a bad person. And that's what she was really like grappling with is I don't want to be conceited. I don't want to think I'm better, but she said, but mommy, I am. So, you know, again, we're taught, well, no, just quiet, make everyone feel okay. You know? And I'm like, no, Chloe, it's okay to be good at something. You know, you don't have to be a cockhead about it and be like, look at me, but you can proudly own that space. You can be unapologetically you and still be kind. And I think that's where sometimes people struggle about letting go of things that no longer serve them. That younger team doesn't serve her anymore, but also letting go of people who are just toxic and you don't have to justify anything either. And I think just being okay to be like, do you know what I mean? Like, this is who I am.
You explained that so, so beautifully. And that's so true. And one of the things that you mentioned there was boundaries.
Mm.
And I think it's really important to have your own personal boundaries in place. Because it's when you let your boundaries down that it can be a problem.
Boundaries are huge with alignment. You know, I'm a firm believer that the more you people please, it has a direct correlation with your revenue. So people please, less revenue. You've got to start making choices. And normal people pleasing comes down to boundaries, you know? Well, this has been an awesome podcast episode. And the thing is you and I could talk for 952 million hours because we are very much doing, And so I will start to bring it together. But for those people out there that are listening out, you know, today, and they're like, this is awesome. Samantha, I love what you brought to the table. Where can they find you? What do you have coming up that they can sink their teeth into?
Coming up is I'm hosting the Profitable Coach Summit, where I am bringing together almost 30 of the world's best coaches. Angela, you're speaking along with some other amazing speakers. I'm so excited about this. Now at the time that this podcast episode airs, the registration page isn't out there, but as one of Angela's listeners, I would love to offer you a free ticket. So just DM Angela, ask her to let you know when that link comes out, because this is the first time I'm speaking about it. It hasn't been released yet. So yes. Super secret squirrel project in the making. But that this is in March 2024, the Profitable Coach Summit. So DM Angela. She'll put you on a wait list and we'll shoot you the link as soon as it's ready.
Yes, I'd absolutely love to be able to do that for you as a listener. So yeah, head over to Instagram. My handle over there is Angela Henderson Consulting, and I'll be sure to send you that link so that you can join not only myself and Samantha, but about 28 other amazing humans doing awesome things in the world. Now, I have one final question though before we wrap up, and that is, looking back on your business journey, what do you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out in business?
Oh, wow. I feel like that what I needed to know then that I know really well now is that things are going to go wrong all the time, no matter how much experience, how many times I've done something, that they will go wrong. And it doesn't actually mean that I am shit. Mm-hmm. It just means that something's gone wrong. I can learn from it and change it up for next time. But something goes wrong every single day in business. And it's just get a thick skin and learn to deal with it and move on. And it's not personal. It's just something that needs to be fixed.
I love that it's not personal. It's just, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And the more you can learn to just let it roll off, the easier everything else becomes. But I know when I first started, I was always holding on, you know, why is this happening to me? What's going on? And I was like, no, hold on. I've the same, whereas it's happening for me, not against me. Do you know what I mean? And that little reframe has been super helpful. Now, thank you again for, being on the podcast today. It's always fun being able to connect with you, hear your beautiful information. For those of you that are wanting to connect with Samantha and you're wanting to attend the summit, I'll make sure that we include everything in the show notes, links and things like that, my Instagram handles, so that I can give you that also. But for you, amazing listener, I hope you have a beautiful day no matter where you are in the world. And I look forward to you joining me again for another awesome episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show. Thanks again, Samantha.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.